At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To be maybe lightening up a little bit outside the KMOX window, which it means nothing to you because you're not looking out the KMOX window. But wherever you are, it's not great. And Dave Murray will be with us in 30 minutes. And it sounds like it's going to go until 9 or 10 p.m. tonight. So if you're out there, take it slow. Let us get you where you're going. If you're not out there, try not to get out there. My buddy Jeff Faulkner from Mr. Blue Sky is here. So not great out there, right?
Not great at all. No, but I made it.
Which way did you come down?
So I come from Brentwood and got on 40 and it was a standstill. So hopped on the side roads and trudged my way here. But it kind of looks like they didn't pre-treat anything out there. Like it's just kind of slushy, icy, and snowy. So be
was
careful.
Pretty slick?
A little bit.
Yeah.
It was. Because like I said, there's some ice going on.
Yeah.
You know?
So Jeff's been my pal forever. We go way, way back. We're just talking about some of his first bands like Soul Kiss and Lost Parade. And you guys are going to be doing some reunion shows with PJ, who I love.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was less into Soul Kiss, not because I didn't like it, just because I didn't know it as well.
Yeah.
But I got the Lost Parade, I think, cassette.
Yeah.
And I wore that thing out.
Yeah.
It was very Beatles meets Material Issue meets Dada, like really, really great power pop stuff.
Yeah, we pulled a lot of different influences when we were writing that. And I think when we met you, it was kind of like right when we were in the middle of all that.
Yeah.
And like I was telling you before, like Soul Kiss was, I guess, more successful as far as our popularity and how many people knew of the band or whatever, because we had a local hit that The Point was playing constantly.
Yeah.
But the Lost Parade record, I have a little bit more of a admiration for it, just because I think the songwriting was more developed, and we had been writing PJ and I had been writing so much together to that point that we kind of shared a brain.
Yeah.
And our songwriting had just gotten to a point where it was a lot more developed and it gotten a little bit sophisticated even.
Yeah.
You know, like we were throwing in like you were saying, C minor sevenths, man. Hey,
love it.
Whoa.
So I've recorded once in my life on drums and was abruptly fired when they realized I couldn't sight read. Right. And so
I can't either.
That's my only time in the studio. Yeah. What was it like?
So, you know, I am one of the people who loves studio world. There are musicians who prefer live, some and those who prefer studio stuff. I'm one of the people that I absolutely love being in the studio. And you know, speaking of the Lost Parade record, the studio we recorded that in was in a church out in Union, Missouri. Huh. And they also had living quarters there, so we were able to go out there on a Friday night and spend the entire weekend out there. You know, we would spend sometimes 3-4 days of sleeping, wake up, have coffee, start recording and writing.
Yeah.
And so you're like it's all about music. It's just all music. And that's what I love. When I wake up in the morning and then first thing I'm doing is going to grab my guitar to record, there's no better feeling than that to me.
So my buddy Brian from Autovane, you probably know him.
Yeah.
He said that when they recorded their album, it was sort of Def Leppard style where they would play each chord separately.
Yeah.
So if you're playing like Smoke on the Water, you're going. Just to get it perfect.
I mean, we did a lot of multi-track stuff or overdubbing type stuff. But to me, I come from the school of the more live you can capture something, the better, because it just has more of a mojo to it.
Yeah.
And I think people have gotten a little carried away with auto-tune and pitch correct and Pro Tools and fixing this and fixing that to a point to where it sounds formulaic. And there's no, like, you go back and listen to those old Zeppelin records, man. And
there are mistakes.
There's moxie there.
Yeah.
There's mojo to that stuff because they didn't fix anything. And they were such good musicians that they didn't have to fix anything. They recorded it, and that's what you got.
Yeah.
And the Beatles were the same way.
I heard an interview recently with Paul Westerberg from The Replacements, who I love. And he said, man, I would love to go back and take out all those overdub guitars.
Yeah.
It's just too lush.
Yeah.
It's too perfect. It's too drippy.
Yeah.
You know, just a little more raw stank to it.
Yeah. I think as you get older and you age as a musician and your tastes change and you want whatever you record to be more of a live kind of, at least I have, I want it to be more, have more of a live feel. I want it to breathe. You know,
yeah.
I want people to know that there was a human being performing this, you know, and now with AI writing songs, it's going to get all crazy.
I know. I don't know if you heard on the show the other day, I've only messed with ChatGPT twice. And the second time was last week. I said, write an original song as in the style of President of the United States of America. And it was just like, bam. And I don't know how good a song it was, but it was like, there are the chords, there are the changes, there are the lyrics. Like, that's just
scary.
Scary.
Yeah.
And I don't think good.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I think, you know, it stands to reason or even expounds the point that humans need to continue to record live, more live, and record to tape, use tape, you know, so you know a human did it. You know, distinguish yourself from those AI recordings, those AI songs.
I agree.
Songs,
and I could be completely wrong, but I keep telling these guys, as a creative, I think there's going to be a huge backlash, not just by creatives who are losing their gigs, but by humans going, I don't want this. Even if it's quote unquote perfect.
Yeah.
I want to consume something from my own species. I hope I'm right.
There's something to be said for something that's human created, you know, as opposed to computer created.
Yeah.
And they'll probably get to a point with AI where you won't be able to tell the difference.
I'm sure they will.
But it's not there yet.
Wheels, if there was because like the number one Christian artist right now is AI. Oh. One of the number one country artists is AI. Same with gospel. If a new metal band came out that blew your socks off and you found out they were AI, would it matter to you?
Yeah, I'd be done. Well, I mean, I can't go see them do it live. That's part of the fun. Is like when I go see Metallica, when I go see Slipknot, when I see Korn and Rob Zombie, they're playing. Like they're doing it, and you can tell, and you can tell the difference when it's not.
Yeah. I saw Rob Zombie a couple summers ago, and he's
unbelievable.
He's amazing.
He's got a great band, and obviously what he does is not, I don't know what the right way to put this is. It's probably not that difficult for him to do.
Yeah.
He's not doing super high range. He's not changing a whole lot. He's keeping it in kind of the same level. Yeah. I don't know crap about music in case you can't tell. But it's like when I see something, I want it to sound like it sounds when I see it live. And with something that's AI, it can't be that.
Yeah.
It can never be that.
Yeah, yeah. I saw him. He had John 5 in the band still.
It's my favorite. John 5
is just unbelievable.
Yeah. He is legit.
Yeah. serious guitar player.
Yeah.
See, okay, if you guys are just tuning in, we're talking to Jeff Faulkner, who you may know from Soul Kiss and Lost Parade and Vote for Pedro and Mr. Blue Sky, an ELO tribute, which is coming up the 13th of December, which is a Saturday, and I'm going to make it to that one.
I'm going to hold you to that one.
I'm going to. Okay. I'm going to. Okay. Yeah, put me down because I'm gonna make it. I've been wanting to see you guys now for years. Jeff's with us. We're talking about music and such. I don't know where I was going with that. I just wanted to reestablish. but I do think that I think it's primal. I think it's not just taste. And now I'm going to go off on the younger generations. But like I remember hearing auto-tune for the first time, I think, from Cher.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's an interesting little invention. And then it was on everything. And I'm like, why does it matter? If I'm wearing rocket shoes that allow me to dunk the basketball, who right. cares?
Right.
The rocket shoes.
Yeah. I don't think music's supposed to be perfect. And I think going back to, I mentioned like those old Zeppelin recordings, you know, there's a lot of mistakes. You hear mistakes and you hear the squeaking of the kick drum, you know, and those kinds of things are what give it its mojo, man. Like that's what made it cool.
Yeah.
And you know, art isn't supposed to be perfect, you know, it's just not.
Yeah.
Like, it's just supposed to move you.
I mean, as a sports guy, I wouldn't call that art, although some people could, I don't, but it's why I would rather watch live professional athletes than a simulation.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I want to see what they're doing.
Okay, we're running out of time. Yeah. Mr. Blue Sky, great ELO tribute. Lots of local St. Louis rock stars besides Jeff. And it's at Del Mar Hall. If you haven't been to a show at Del Mar Hall, go see this one because it's a great room.
It's a great, great venue. We always have a great time playing there.
Great sound, great size.
Awesome, awesome production. We always bring in additional stuff as far as surf. As far as visual production, we always bring in additional things to add to what they have in there. And it always makes for a great, great, great show.
Cool. What do you want to play for us?
I'll do Living Thing. How about that?
Okay. Love it.
All right. Let's see here.
Making believe this is what you could see from your worst day. Oh, moving in line when you look back in time to the worst day. And you, sweet desire, you took me. Oh, I am a liar, baby. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose. It's a given thing. What a terrible thing to lose. I'm taking a dive on the slide. Yeah. I'm taking a dive. Can't hold the slide floating downstream. Oh, so let it go. Start spoiling the show. It's a bad dream. And you had your sweet desire. You took me. It's a terrible thing to lose. It's a given thing. What a terrible thing to lose. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose. It's a given thing. What a terrible thing to lose. I'm taking a dive on the slime. Yeah, yeah.
Nice. Brave.
I'll end at 7 for Dave.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. He's tough to sing.
He is. Yeah.
He's so normal range, and then he just goes crazy.
He likes, Jeff Lynne loved to switch between his organic voice and his falsetto voice.
Yeah, very Steve Perry.
But what a great, great singer. And just some of the best music ever created, in my opinion.
Totally agree.
I think ELO flies under the radar a little bit too much than they should. That's why people need to come see this show and get in tune with this music, man. And it's one of the reasons I do this tribute is to try to keep this, to celebrate the music, but keep it alive in some way, shape, or form, because Jeff Lynne, it doesn't tour anymore. He's done.
So coming up in 2 weeks, December 13th, 7 p.m. Saturday, Delmar Hall. Best way to get tickets?
Best way to get tickets is you can get them through our website, MrBlueSkyMusic.com, or you can go to thepageant.com.
Sweet.
And get them that way, too. We have a very good singer-songwriter, Beth Bombara, opening the show as well. Unbelievable voice, unbelievable songwriter. It's just going to be a fun night. The Delmar Hall shows are always a ton of fun.
Can't wait.
Thanks.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, guys. DG, Asun, KMOX, 325. Obviously, the story of the day is the weather and the snow and the roads. So if you're home, stay home. If you're out, take your time getting home, and we will try our best to entertain you and distract you on the way. What would be distracting? I read an article about AI, and what jumped out at me was the statistic that, give or take, 80% of Americans, their job involves repetitive manual work or repetitive mental work. Mm-hmm. That only 20% of us have a career that allows for any sort of innovation or creativity. That's sad. That kind of explains why people are unhappy.
You got to find that. A lot of people have to find that outside of work.
Yeah.
Like if you work at McDonald's, you don't get to put like your own spin on each burger that you serve, or like
mustard.
A flourish. Yeah. You have to not deviate in any way from what is asked of you.
Yeah.
Would you guys say that that's been more true than not over human history when it comes to your day-to-day routine?
I think so.
Yeah, of course.
I think so.
Tasks need to be done, and sometimes those are repetitive.
Yes. You're a hunter. You scrape the bison skins. You cook the bison. You watch the kids. Yeah. Also, it said that they had Andrew Yang on because he was the first. Got to give the guy credit, man. We all thought you didn't think he was crazy, Andrew. And I think, Rach, you didn't think he was crazy. I thought he was kind of crazy with the universal basic income and AI and all this stuff. And it turns out he's right. But he said that his best non-scary statistic for job losses is 40% in the next 10 years.
That's non-scary?
Yes. Yes.
That's the least scary version of it? Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Man, speaking of Andrew Yang, remember the Forward Party?
Sure do.
Whatever happened there?
Yeah, they.
What was the other one?
Were they ever going to come out with like a platform or any? Because everybody was like, "Oh, cool, it's not left or right," and it's like, "Yeah, but you still have to have something you stand for." I'm not going to join your party just because you're neither Democrat or Republican. You should have like something going on that I can get on board with. I don't think they ever did that.
They didn't.
Are you saying
to be wrong? But
are you saying that we're not those guys? Isn't a good pitch?
Yeah, they completely fizzled out. I remember reaching out to them to be on the show.
Yeah.
And
they had nothing to say.
Yeah, and they got back and they were like, "Well, we don't really have anything to say, so it'd be a little hard to do a radio show."
What was the other one that we did have someone on from?
I had people on from the coffee party a couple times.
There was another one that wasn't Andrew Yang's, but
there was.
Yeah, there was.
And it was, they were like doing interviews, and I think maybe we had heard of them from that the TV channel, the
News Nation.
News Nation. Like they were doing a lot of stuff on there, and then we had the dudes
we
on.
We did do that.
And it's like, okay, it's some interesting stuff, but you got to give us more.
Yeah. GS335 from the Saliga Heating and Cooling Desk. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
First of all, thank you for so kindly texting me this morning about Phoebe's drive back. I always appreciate that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. She stayed, right?
She stayed.
Good.
Yes. much to her chagrin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got that going for us. And I'm guessing tomorrow's going to be a much better day. I'm not sure it'll be a good day, but
it's a cold day, especially with a fresh snow cover, but it's a better day to travel.
Yeah. Did this surprise us coming this early?
I was expecting at any time. Once we got into the afternoon, it started, I think, about 10:30, 11 o'clock. So it moved in a little bit quicker. Winter weather advisory in effect till midnight. The biggest thing that this is a great physics lesson for meteorologists out there is that this is a dry snow. We're 25 degrees right now. We've been 24, 25 most of the day. And as I've been saying on our reports, dry snow is an extra slick snow compared to the wet snow we had on Saturday. Not a lot of travel problems. I mean, it was slushy on the roads on Saturday, but travel was okay. This is a mess. And this is a great example in St. Louis of what a couple of inches of dry snow does to us.
Yeah.
Amen. Into a tailspin. And sometimes that's the worst stuff. You know, we could get 6, 7, 8 inches of a heavy, wet snow. Oh, that's fine. We're okay with that. We can handle that. But this is always a mess. Just always a mess. And it's kind of interesting is that you get south of 44 and go down 55, the snow amounts are much less. I mean, the grass is still peeking through, kind of thing. But you get up around, 40 and 70 and along the rim of 270, it's snow-packed in a lot of places, and it is a mess. And the road crews struggle with this because temperatures are 25. I think maybe they didn't get a good jump on it. But, we had the rain Saturday in the afternoon and night. So any chemicals put down, they're gone. And so you had to really get out and do this stuff. Plus, you've got all the traffic and stuff. And you get one truck that jackknives or one car that crashes. And that's the end of the world.
Dave, how long are you looking at here tonight?
I think, the advisory goes until midnight. That doesn't mean it's going to snow until midnight. I think our steadier snow, kind of a light to moderate snow, is over in the next 2 hours. And then light snow and snow flurries up until about midnight or so. So we're kind of on the tail end of this. On the average, 2 to 3 inches across the area, less as you go south. And, you know, again, it's just, it's one of these snows that causes problems. Fresh snow cover tomorrow, 28. That's it for the high. 21 on Tuesday night. Wednesday, we're going to try to warm it up. We have a southerly flow for a little bit, but it's just cold air that is blowing over. So I'm going to try to get it to 39 degrees on Wednesday. So a lot of melting taking place. And another Arctic cold front, mainly a dry front, comes through Wednesday evening. Could be a couple of snow flurries. Lots of clouds Wednesday night. 16 for the low, maybe a little high on that. Thursday, partly sunny, cold, 23 for the high temperature on Thursday. Another shot of some light snow and snow flurries late Thursday night into Friday. A little too early to try to pinpoint this thing. As I always say, one system at a time. No matter how cold it gets, there's no records being set from this. But this cold will go through the week and through the weekend.
Did we set a snow record on Saturday?
No. We did not, but it was one of the bigger snows that we've had in November. Probably about fourth or fifth on the list.
Yeah. So credit where credit's due. You nailed that on your winter forecast. You said that December would come in cold, but I recall you saying that it would moderate in the middle, right?
I think there'll be a moderation in the middle. This kind of cold air just can't keep coming. You know, it the Arctic tries to dump as much as it can in one or two shots. Then it has to recover a little bit. So I do think there'll be a recovery, but then we end the month with another cold snap, which was why I was going with a white Christmas.
Okay. All right. You know,
so just take it easy out there.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen this happen, and it's like, you know what? If you're used to doing 60 miles per hour to dry pavement, don't do that in this.
I know. I hate those people. Like, I've had a Rubicon now, one way or another, for 15 years, and I'm still crawling. Just because you can go 70, you're going to freak someone out, and someone is going to make a bad decision, and someone's going to get hurt.
So many times on the road, I'll be driving. And I've always had some kind of four-wheel drive, you know, truck or SUV or whatever. And I see a guy, and it's always a guy. It's never a girl, you know, come flying past me doing 20 miles over the speed limit. And I always say, I'll see you down the road.
Yeah.
Not on the road, but I'll see you down the
ditch.
Road.
In a ditch. And then when you do, you're kind of like, right on.
I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Not gonna lie, that's as a regular situation fast driver, not in snow.
Good,
no,
not in snow.
How's the Camaro in snow?
It's good. It's got a snow and ice setting, so that balances out the acceleration a little bit, keeps you there, and it handles well. So I've had no problems with it. Not even in the big snow last year.
Yeah.
The only thing that gives me trouble are drifts.
Andrew, are you in the good car today?
I am in the good car today.
All right.
But I've never driven the good car in snow, so yeah. I don't know. No. How it's
don't get
do.
Cocky.
What I will say is the now bad car, the Corolla, is an absolute monster in the snow. There is nothing that car. That car is like an off-road Corolla or
really?
Something. There is nothing. I have never gotten stuck in it. I have never faced a mountain of snow that this thing couldn't get over. It is.
Do you still have it?
Oh, yeah. My wife was driving it today.
Why didn't you drive that today?
He'll be fine.
Because I can remote start the good one.
It'll be nice and toasty.
I guess warm while I'm walking up to it.
So funny.
Now, the one you have now should handle it okay. In fact, I bet it's got some kind of all-wheel drive setting if you look at it.
It does not.
No?
No.
Okay.
Rachel's being extremely quiet in this and driving in snow.
I'm not looking forward to the commute home.
Me neither.
We'll put it that way. I am not looking forward to it. The tracks is fine. I am just very terrified of other people and the way they drive, as we've been discussing for the past couple minutes. And No.
Robert doesn't believe me.
I noticed that.
I have to say, I kind of question that too.
I mean,
my wife had a Camaro for a long time. Yeah. Actually, so did my mom, and I just nightmares.
Well, again, it depends. I mean, mine has a specific setting that.
Yeah,
that
these are old
balance it balances out the acceleration in snow and ice. That's the snow and ice setting, so that you don't get the fishtailing and things along those lines. And they do handle well. Like that's part of the point of a sports car is they maneuver well. I my only real experience was it was the bad snow last year, the big one that shut down all of St. Louis. Mm-hmm. I had no problems.
Well, Dave, your mom drove a Camaro.
Yeah, that's great. Did.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. Those old ones are badasses too, man.
Yeah.
I wish mine was that. Yeah.
The nicest car I've ever owned was an Audi A6, and it was crap in the snow.
Really?
Oh, it was bad. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. Okay, good story, Dave.
Yeah, good talk.
Dave, thank you, and hopefully tomorrow's a much better day, and we all get through this, and it's cool.
It will be, yeah. Just nice and slow. Use your common sense.
All right.
We seem to forget that.
Yes, we do.
In snow.
All right.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You put the boom boom into my heart. You send my soul sky high when you love it.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Just listening to Roger Brown. It just sounds like Roger Brand, everything's just bad. I mean, just pick your poison. Mm-hmm. 40, 70, 44.
Yay.
Yep. NBC News poll found that 63% of Americans don't think a four-year degree is worth the cost anymore. So a solid majority.
Yeah, get it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously a lot of it depends on what degree it is, right?
Yeah, you know, I always think of just normal degrees.
Yeah.
Well, what's a normal degree?
Like psychology, anthropology. I don't think of like future professional degrees. Like if you get a finance degree or pre-med or accounting, like that to me is different than the crap I did.
I get you.
Yeah.
So college grads now make up a record share of unemployed workers.
Oh, geez, that hurts.
Unemployment for workers with a bachelor's degree increased to 2.8% in September. That's up a half point from last year. And now it's showing that one in four unemployed Americans has a degree. We haven't reached a threshold like that since 1992.
Damn. Someone's going to have to retool.
I mean, it's been now how many generations of really pushing people, you got to go to college?
Probably the boomers.
Starting with them or following them?
I would think after.
Because I know a lot of boomers did not do that.
Yeah, I would say the boomer were the transition.
Okay.
And then for my generation, which I'm the last year of boomer, first year of Gen X, then it was more, it wasn't expected, but it was common.
Yeah, and I think it would still hold true because I think what you're looking there is the value statement, right? It's the cost versus the reward.
Yeah.
So forever, the degree would help you get a job. In fact, it was the minimum requirement to have a bachelor's degree in your area or whatever. But now, instead of that costing for 4 years $50,000, now it's $150,000, $200,000. And that is the value difference that people are making the judgment on.
So I've always been very proud that I got an athletic scholarship to undergrad and an academic scholarship to law school. But get this. When I went to SIU, guess how much each semester was? $500.
Wow.
There you go.
Guess how much WashU Law was a year? $10,000.
Wow.
And I'm not ancient. $10,000 a year for law school at WashU.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it was the early 90s, and I remember vaguely what my tuition was at Miami. And it's at least triple that now. Triple in 30 years.
And I'll bet you the professors aren't making triple.
I would bet not. No, I would bet not. That's not typically how it works. A lot of it is about infrastructure and having all the cool restaurants on campus. I mean, if you look at the campuses now, you've seen it, Dave. You saw what it's like at KU.
Oh, yeah.
I saw what it's like at Alabama's where my daughter went to undergrad. It was like going on a resort.
Phoebe,
I mean, like,
Phoebe had unlimited Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. I mean, the dorms are like living in hotel rooms. They're gorgeous and they're new. Before you go, go, 'cause I'm not planning on going solo. Wake me up before you go, go.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.